Pedals, Pipes, and Pizza is a biannual event presented by the Dayton chapter of the American Guild of Organists. And this year, the event is on Saturday, February 15th, starting at 10 a.m. It takes place at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Wilmington Pike here in Dayton. I'm Larry Carassel with Arts Focus, and here's the sub-dean of the Dayton chapter of AGO, Karen Bacco.
What it's designed to do is to introduce youth from grades 1 to 12 who have some piano skills but have an interest in learning more about the organ. And it is designed so that there are three groups. One group is at the organ, and Priscilla will allow them to play a piece. And another group is actually inside the pipe chambers, where the pipes reside, and they get to see the mechanics of it. Then the third group is in an educational, like a mini seminar. That's run by Yoon Kim. She's a nationally recognized concert organist that we're blessed to have in our chapter. And she will be actually showing the children the pipes and the keyboards and how everything works to make the sound. Because the children today are so used to digital, and I see a trend. I have younger children in my family, and I see a trend where they're going retro. They ask for a turntable. When I thought, now why is somebody asking for a turntable when they've got something in their hand that has so much more capability? It's because they're so used to this. We're looking at a generation that doesn't know mechanics. They just know digital. So I'm hoping that the Dayton chapter of AGO can tap into that retro trend and educate to the children how the pipe organs worked since inception.
I think that's really inspiring for those of us who are not digital natives to see younger generations getting really interested in physical media or physical instruments.
Absolutely. And it benefits not only them, but it benefits the music community as a whole, and it benefits the churches, because there are churches that are just screaming for organists, properly trained organists. Some have resorted to pianists that can use the organ because the keyboard's laid out similar. Although I do want to stress they're totally different instruments and require totally different skills. The piano is a percussion instrument, technically, whereas the organ is a wind instrument and has different manuals, and then you also have to learn to play with your feet.
Are you an organist too?
I am. I'm in the category where organ playing is my avocation. Yoon, Priscilla, and others in our group, they are organists by profession, and they have degrees and can play anything. And that's the beauty of our group. We have a wide variety of skill sets. And I have to admit, I started studying organ as an adult, and I was very intimidated by the thought of joining Dayton AGO, because I knew the capabilities of those that had organ skills as a profession.
And you've had a pretty good turnout in past years during this event.
Yes, Priscilla has done a magnificent job. There's always a waiting list. And this year, we've hit Facebook and social media with our marketing, and our registration is going well. Since we have the session where children are allowed on the bench to actually play, you can't have 40 people playing 10 minutes. We have a limited amount of time, so they only get a brief time on the organ. While this event is geared towards youth in grades 1 through 12, I encourage anybody with the very slightest interest to reach out to us. I started as an adult, and I can tell you that organ playing has been a critical component in my life. And I would hate to think that there are people out there that could have the same experience, but just are hesitant because of some preconceived notion. We're just humans like the rest of us.
The sub-dean of the Dayton chapter of the American Guild of Organists, Karen Bacco. This Saturday, it's Pedals, Pipes, and Pizza at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on Wilmington Pike in Dayton, starting at 10 a.m. Get more details at ppp2025.org. I'm Larry Carassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.